I think the whole innocent victims narrative is about blame.
Yeah.
It's about essentially allocating blame and responsibility for the conflict. And yeah. by the innocent victims narrative, I'm not necessarily just talking about the groups who would explicitly call themselves around that name.
Yeah.
You've heard very similar things from the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers,
mm-hmm.
With her concept of a pernicious counter-narrative,
yeah.
Which she refused to explain at any point who this pernicious, who she was pointing the finger at for
mm-hmm.
responsibility
yeah.
for this pernicious counter-narrative. She wouldn't ask that type of question. And what you're getting is essentially rhetoric from the state that is about pointing the finger of blame away from state actions and towards others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost, when you think about the language of, because the other phrase that's often used is rewrite history,
mm-hmm.
that almost exposes a real fear. Because what are you talking about with rewriting history? Well, who's going to rewrite history? I mean, there won't be a rewriting of history per se. There'll always be competing narratives. The balance of power will always ensure that.
Mm-hmm.
And there already is competing narratives. But what you're talking about with processes that finally investigate the state is an independent policing or judicial decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
Not someone who's biased, not someone who examining objective facts in a quasi-judicial manner.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, what the Secretary of State and others are articulating is a concern that due process
mm-hmm.
will rewrite the past. Now, that's actually quite telling.
Yeah.
And it's almost surprising how openly that phrase is used without it being a bit of a giveaway as to what the state's concern is, because it is that due process
yeah.
will rewrite the past.